to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome back. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. God bless a platform such as this. So thankful to be able to talk and say these things freely. There will be a time in the very near future where this will not hold true. I'm reading from Kill the Best Gentiles by James W. Von Brunn. We're getting into some serious truths about genetics and race. And this is page 208. Quote, these traits are both racial and familial. Racial differences are recognizable by the fourth fetal month. There are genuinely individual differences already prophetic of the diversity that distinguishes the human family. End quote. Professor Arnold Jessel, Yale University, Pediatrics. Quote, it had come to be firmly recognized that the racial factor in blood transfusions was of such practical importance that Dr. John Scudder, with a very distinguished career as a surgeon, blood specialist, medical school professor, and a director of blood banks in various parts of the world, and as a blood bank advisor to our government, to several foreign governments as well, in laying down the rules for the selection of blood donors, specified they should be the patient's own race, and preferably of the patient's own ethnic group. End quote. William G. Simpson and Which Way Western Man. That is so, so important for today with this COVID-19 scamdemic, folks, because they will admit that this is true. They won't even come out and say that, but they'll admit it through their actions. Their actions speak louder than their words, folks. What are they talking about with blood transfusions today as it relates to COVID-19? I don't know if any of you follow this stuff, but I'll tell you. They're realizing that they cannot take any blood from these COVID-19 degenerates. For that's what you are now if you've gotten the shot. You've changed yourself. Genetically, mRNA is gene therapy. And gene therapy technology, such as CRISPR, as it was known already in 2015, was admitted by General Clapper from the DOJ and the State Department admitted that gene therapy is a weapon of mass destruction. Yes, you heard that correctly. General Clapper from the U.S. government, a general, admitted, you can look it up, headlines all across the web at the time, 2015, gene therapy, such as CRISPR and other technology, is a weapon of mass destruction, a WMD. And he warned of the very thing that we see today happening with these COVID-19 quote-unquote vaccinations. They're not vaccinations at all. And there was an NIH TV ad, the Health Institute, asking for minority donors for blood because blood from your race works better, they said. They admitted it. I'm telling you, they know this. They've known this forever, folks. And that's the National Institute of Health in England, okay? The NIH, in a TV ad, 2020, asking for minority blood donors because blood from your own race works better after all. It's just unbelievable. But it's all too real. Do not comply. Do not listen to these monsters. They do the very opposite of what they would do for their own family members. They are disgusting, depraved, liberal, Marxist, Zionist, Bolsheviks. Quote, in blood groups, hemoglobins and other biochemical features, racial differences have been found, just as great as the better known and more conspicuous anatomical variations. Being invisible to the naked eye, they are much less controversial than the latter in an increasingly race-conscious world. To me, at least, it is encouraging to know that biochemistry still divides us into the same subspecies that we have long recognized on the basis of other criteria. End quote. Dr. Carlton S. Kuhn, professor of anthropology, Harvard University. Dr. Carlton Kuhn, in his highly acclaimed work, The Origin of Races, names four most important factors in the formation of races: recombination, mutation, selection, and isolation. And they've still never isolated any COVID-19 virus because it doesn't exist. Recombination is an inexplicable interchange of genes from homologous chromosomes forming an independent combination of genes in the progeny, not apparent in the parents. Mutation is an inexplicable change occurring in the chemical composition of a gene, causing it to produce an effect different from the produced from that produced by the gene from which it was first derived. Put another way, it is a chemical change in the genes that produces a brand new, not inherited gene, which gets into the racial gene pool. It then becomes inheritable, as all other genes in the gene pool. 90% of all mutations are useless or harmful to the organism. These are rooted out by natural selection. Mother Nature is considerate, never kind. Other harmful mutations, however, may be perpetuated, producing organic disorders, as Tay-Sachs disease, sickle cell anemia, goiters, cleft palates, disfigurements, and many other physiological and psychological afflictions, which, by the way, can be virtually eliminated through the application of eugenics. Moreover, and this is the important point, mutation is the primary element in evolution of the species. Without mutation, evolutionary change could never have occurred. A richly endowed mutated gene had to come about before any population could develop into a race. That special gene gets into the racial gene pool, and a spiritual, cultural organism is created, giving that race mastery over competing populations. Isolation of the gene pool protects the cultural organism from contamination by extra-racial forces. Isolation, whether geographical or sociocultural, is the means whereby a particular population, unit, or gene pool is subjected to the differential selective forces of its own unique climatic and cultural male. Genetic variations and differences that may arise in one population group are preserved and become characteristic of the group. Example, elements of a race type, through restriction of mating to group members. Continued isolation and inbreeding thus perpetuates and stabilizes group differences. End quote. That's Dr. Donald A. Swan from the Mankind Quarterly, Volume 4, Number 4. Quote, isolation has been the great factor, or at any rate, an essential factor, in the differentiation of the races. End quote. Dr. R.R. Gates, Emeritus Professor of Botany, University of London. Quote, unless a breeding population is contained or isolated, natural selection may be unable to eliminate old, unfavorable genes from its pool. End quote. Dr. Carlton S. Kuhn, Professor of Anthropology, Harvard. As you can see, the evidence is irrefutable. All credible anthropologists, geneticists, and historians concur. Races are genetically unique. Physiologically, psychologically, intellectually, behaviorally, and intuitively. Genes determine race. Race determines capacity. Capacity determines culture. Culture determines environment. Ergo, cultures are unequal in relationship to each other. Genes are intrinsic to the life force. They are living, evolving, racial entities, God-given. Adolf Hitler was the first great political leader to understand and subscribe to the tenets of Mendelism. Unique genes produced Western culture. Western culture was produced by Aryan genes. Therefore, Aryan genes are unique genes. Respecting that syllogism, which is predicated on nature's laws, Adolf Hitler concluded that the primary function of the Aryan state, or the Reich, is to protect and nurture the Aryan nation, or the white gene pool. Hitler expected to begin his political eugenic program in Germany, gradually uniting the Aryan family under one state, a concept the Jews considered anti-Semitic, a threat to parasitism, which is what they do wherever they go, and nationalist, a threat to the plutocratic New World Order. Marxists, liberals, and Jews, abetted by the Catholic Church, refuse to promulgate Mendelism and demonize those who do. Faith, religion, always opposes instinct and knowledge. 50 years after America incinerated the Third Reich, the white scientific community, assisted by internet, a military tool, released the gene from the bottle. Having lost media control of the gene, the Jews now frantically seek control of its use. Today, Mendelism is improving the life of everyone on the planet. Consequently, pharmaceutical companies, university research labs, pathologists, eugenicists, heads of state seeking to improve their populations at all, are actively buying white genes in the marketplace. In the private sector, Aryan college women, for example, are besieged with offers for their ovarian eggs in exchange for full scholarships and other enticements. You are aware of the ongoing Hollywood defilement of the Aryan womb. Icelanders, whose Viking heritage is remarkable for its unpolluted gene pool, are marketing their genes and ovarian eggs the world over. Aryan gene egg sales will soon be Iceland's largest business. How many sterile parents do you imagine are scrambling to purchase Jewish or Puerto Rican ovarian eggs? The satanic side to commercialization of life, test tube miscegenation, is the in vitro crossbreeding of white genes, denying the never-to-be-born white child its natural heritage, while afflicting the mongrel offshoot with loss of racial identity, split personality, and a tortured soul. They are messing with things they should never mess with. Man cannot one-up God. It will only be his demise. Natural selection, or God's law, begins with the mating process, during which a compatible couple marry and produce children whom they cherish and nurture and who glorify their family. This intra-gene pool process eliminates undesirable genetic qualities while perpetuating desirable ones, which are produced by genic recombination or mutation. Quote, "We must undermine faith, eradicate from the minds of the Gentiles the very principles of God and soul, and replace these conceptions with mathematical calculations and material desires." End quote. That's protocol number 4 from the protocols of Zion, folks. Is it starting to make sense? You see the gravity of what they've done and what they're doing? Wake up, America. I'll be the bad guy. Blame it on me, but share it with everybody. This must be known. This must be taught. The truth will out. The truth will out. Top of page 213 from Kill the Best Gentiles by James W. Von Brunn. I digress. During the modern era, Western culture, or Aryan culture, which overwhelmingly made the most significant contributions to mankind, is now threatened by cultural pathology, cultural Marxism, in the form of an alien parasitic growth within the nation-state itself. If the parasites are not removed, the West will die. This is not melodramatic observation, but is the lesson of history. In the last decade, the total fertility rate, or the TFR, for Europe plunged by 21%, down from an already incredibly low levels to 1.45 children per woman, and it takes 2.1 children per woman just to keep a population stable over time. The United States of America's TFR, or total fertility rate, has declined in each of the past 6 years to an estimated 1.98. Quote, "Current world population is 5.8 billion people, and it's much higher today. The United Nations minimum projection puts the global population of 2050 at 9.4 billion people, a 62% increase, and predicts it will climb to 10.7 billion just after the year 2200, an increase of 84%. United Nations World Population Prospects 1996 revisions. That's where this data comes from. Quote, "The UNESCO committee drafts genetic research guidelines that declares the genetic material in every human is the common heritage of humanity. The declaration states that human genetics research holds vast potential, but must be regulated to protect public health and guard against any practice that runs counter to human dignity and human rights." End quote. Reuters News Agency, Paris, Washington Times. Look at what they're doing today without any regulation whatsoever because of an emergency pandemic. They've thrown it all to the wind and gotten quote-unquote emergency use authorization to cull a population. That's literally what they've done to circumvent all regulatory and oversight, because they know what they are doing is evil. And if the people knew, these men and women would hang from the lamppost in the public. It would be mobs with pitchforks. I'm telling you, folks, it is worse than you could ever imagine. And this book will tell you why they've done it and continue to do it. Quote, "The whole process of naturalization has been so watered down in recent years that it makes a farce of citizenship. In a rush to ensure more democratic voters, White House officials exerted unprecedented pressure on the Immigration and Naturalization Service to process applications for citizenship. As a result, in 1996, more than 1 million new citizens were sworn in, a record number, but some 180,000 never underwent proper FBI background checks as required by law. There are no uniform standards for testing qualifications for applicants," end quote. Linda Chavez, Washington Times, March 16, 1997. Quote, "What does the American Negro have? His past is a stigma, his color is a stigma, and his vision of the future is the hope of erasing that stigma by making color irrelevant, by making it disappear as a fact of consciousness. I share this hope, but I cannot see how it will ever be realized unless color does, in fact, disappear. And that means not integration, it means assimilation." Well, that's gold coming from this Jew. "It means, let the brutal word come out, miscegenation. I believe that the wholesale merging of the two races is the most desirable alternative for everyone concerned, except the Jew, right, Jew? In my opinion, the Negro problem in this country can be solved in no other way." End quote. Norman Podhoretz, a Jew, editor of Commentary magazine. He is also associated with the Conservative Heritage Foundation, and his wife, it's probably a tranny, Midge Dicta, and they mock Dicta. It's probably not his real name. Jew is an officer of that organization. They are monsters, folks. And look up the word monster in a law dictionary. Quote, "The development of society is subject not to biological laws, but to higher social laws. Attempts to spread to humanity the laws of the animal kingdom are an attempt to lower the human being to the level of beasts." End quote. Institute of Genetics of Academy of Sciences in the Soviet Union, USSR. Quote, "Love across color lines of biography. Maria Diedrich asserts that Frederick Douglass, far from having broken free of color consciousness, was torn between two races, tortured by his double consciousness of being both and neither. She sees in him an ultimate longing for an identification with his father's whiteness. Douglass's love of white women allowed him to claim as his the territory from which his father master had exiled him. Territory which he could only perceive as white. Pointing out that Ottilie Essing, Douglass's mistress, was half Jewish, she reached out to Douglass as a white woman with all the privileges of whiteness, half Jewish, yet seasoned with the wisdom of a half-breed. And that half Jewish woman, his mistress, died a suicide." And that's a quote from Maria Dietrich. Love Across Color Lines from the Washington Post Book Review, June 25th, 1999. In that book review, they didn't add that she died a suicide. And yeah. Quote, "Pope John Paul II has succumbed to the tyranny of evolutionary scientists who claimed we are related to monkeys. In a statement, the Pope said, quote, fresh knowledge leads to the recognition of the theory of evolution as more than just a hypothesis, end quote. Cal Thomas, syndicated columnist from the Washington Times. Quote, evolution is a fact. On the other hand, if man comes from apes, why do apes still live in trees and don't wear pants? That's another brilliant quote from the granddad on Down on the Farm. Quote, to reduce dysgenic agonies for both the genetically disadvantaged and the overburdened taxpayer, I recommend voluntary sterilization by bonuses, perhaps $1,000 for each point below 100 IQ, end quote. Professor William Shockley, Nobel Prize laureate, Stanford U. Might I say that they are incentivizing and enticing people to sterilize themselves today with way less? I've seen like a Happy Meal, an ice cream cone, a lollipop, entrance to a concert, all sorts of enticements for people to get the sterilization Depop shot or the COVID-19 mRNA gene therapy shot. The software of life, as Mode RNA calls it on their website. This brings us to chapter 8 in the book, Kill the Best Gentiles by James W. Von Brunn. This chapter's title is The Negro. Quote, there is absolutely no question of any genetic differential. Intelligence potential is distributed among Negro infants in the same proportion and pattern as among Icelanders or Chinese or any other group, end quote. United States Senator Daniel P. Moynihan, a Democrat Catholic. Quote, abstract intelligence is the sine qua non for the existence of a civilized society. 50 years of research in the United States have revealed regular, persistent, and statistically significant mean differences between Negroes and whites, end quote. Dr. Henry Garrett, head of the Department of Psychology, Columbia University. Quote, today, psychological and genetic tests place the matter of mental inequality beyond doubt. As far as the white race and black race are concerned, the intelligence level of the Negro is far below that of the white. End quote. Edward M. East, professor of genetics, Harvard University. Quote, the size of the brain relative to the size or weight of the body is of crucial importance in placing each species or subspecies in its proper place in tables of advanced or less advanced stocks. The average brain of the Negro differs in weight, being 100 grams or thereabouts less than the average of the Caucasoid. It is quite impossible to maintain the brains are the same when we find a distinct difference of this kind. End quote. Robert Gare, M.A.D., Bill D., all these things. He wrote, he was in the Mankind Quarterly. He has a lot of attributes to his name. Just a man, Robert Gare. One, IQs of American Negroes are 15 to 20 points lower on the average than American whites. Two, Negro overlap of the white median IQ ranges from 10 to 25%. Equality would require a 50% overlap. Three, about six times as many Negroes as whites fall below IQ 70, and 70 is mentally retarded or the feeble-minded group. Number four, about six times as many whites are in gifted child category. Five, Negro lag is greatest in tests of an abstract nature, involving reasoning, deduction, comprehension, etc. 6. Negro-white differences increase with age, the gap of performance being greatest in high school and college. 7. Large and significant differences appear in favor of whites even when economic factors have been equated. With that, folks, we will go to our break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
We are back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. I was talking in the very beginning of the show about the devil's holiday, Halloween. And as you can see, I don't support it, you know. It gives no praise to God and all praise to Satan. I actually did a walkthrough of Toms River, New Jersey, the downtown area, the municipality, and how glorifying and edifying it is to Halloween and Lucifer, Satan, and all the darkness, the spiritual warfare. So if you're interested in that, I will be uploading my commentary, and I do a walkthrough as these judges are judging these disgusting Halloween paintings on the, you know, the walls of the business shop owners in Toms River. It's like some Kiwanis Club thing they put on, another fraternal organization, right? Just like Masonry. It's just a fraternal brotherhood, right? It's innocent, right? Wrong. In all these windowless temples where they meet in secret, they denounce and mock, ridicule Christ. To become a 33rd degree Freemason, you must spit at the cross of Christ. If you don't, you'll maintain your 32nd degree status, but you will not be invited to the honorary 33rd degree. There have been books written on this very subject alone. Stay tuned for that video on my BitChute channel. I'm still producing it, so it'll probably go up later this evening. You can find all my work at www.bitchute.com/thefreedomministry. You may need to download a VPN application. You can get them free so that you can watch prohibited or banned material if you're living in a draconian Zionist Bolshevik state, where most of us live these days, unfortunately. Let's get back into the reading. You've been listening. I've been reading from Kill the Best Gentiles by James W. von Brunn. We're on page 217. The above statistics are taken from the Testing of Negro Intelligence from Social Science Press by Professor Audrey M. Shuey, chairman of the Department of Psychology at Randolph-Macomb College. Test comprises 382 comparisons, in which 81 different tests were employed, covering a wide sampling, hundreds of thousands. The tests were designed to measure the kind of mental ability necessary to do well in a modern, urban, highly literate civilization. The test received high praise from Drs. Garrett, Gare, Josie, Baker, Woodsworth, and other distinguished scientists. Nevertheless, six university presses refused to publish it, rather than risk losing their government subsidy. Just one of many, many ways this Bolshevik state organ, this machination of the Jewish mind virus, suppresses any opposing ideology, facts, views, anything. The big one is financial. That's why they are usurers. That's why they control and bring such import to their Jewish banking system. The Coleman Report from 1966 was supported by the federal government at a cost of $1 million. It researched 600,000 children, K through 12, in 4,000 demographically representative schools in all parts of the country. About 15% of Negro children equaled or exceeded the white average. 85% fell below the white average. In order of races, whites were first, Orientals second, Amerinds, the most economically deprived of all, third. Mexicans were followed by Puerto Ricans, and last, Negroes. The Coleman Report was buried by the liberal Marxist Jewish media and all its institutions. During the Civil War, several thousand Negroes escaped to Canada via the Underground Railway. Their descendants have lived in Canada discrimination-free ever since. Yet, their mental test scores are the same as the quote-unquote oppressed American Negro. Who would have thunk it? Quote, the size of the human brain is related to a capacity for performance in thinking, planning, communicating, and behaving in groups as leader, follower, or both. In living individuals and populations, differences are found in the regular size of lobes and in the surface area of the cortex. The size of the surface area varies with the complexity and depth of the folds of the inner and outer surfaces of the hemispheres. The larger a brain is, the greater the cortical surface area, both proportionately and absolutely. End quote. Dr. Carlton Kuhn, professor of anthropology, Harvard. Quote, the human cerebral cortex is the specific organ of civilization, foresight, purpose, and ideals toward which we strive as individuals and as nations are functions of this cortical gray matter. End quote. Professor C. Judson Herrick, University of Texas. F. W. Vint, Medical Research Laboratory in Kenya, Africa, published reports in 1934 of, quote, examinations of the cerebral cortex of 100 representative adult native brains, not including samples from prisons or mental hospitals, which were compared with European brains, end quote. He found that the supragranular layer of the Negro cortex was about 14% thinner than whites. The whole anterior frontal area on one or both sides may be removed without loss of consciousness. During the amputation, the individual may continue to talk, unaware of the fact that he is being deprived of the area which most distinguishes his brain from that of a chimpanzee. After its removal, there will be a defect, but he may well not appreciate it himself. The defect will be in his ability to plan and take initiative, although he may well be able to answer the questions of others as accurately as ever. End quote. It's a quote from Dr. Wilder Penfeld, professor of neurology and neurosurgery, McGill University, the world's top brain surgeon, he's quoted as. Dr. Albert Schweitzer, spelled differently than my name, that's like the Jewish-German spelling, renounced a world-renowned career in Germany as theologian, author, organist, and authority on Bach to earn a doctorate in medicine. He then established a hospital in Lemburn, Africa. There, because of his Christianity and humanitarianism, he devoted 40 years of his life tending to Negroes. Dr. Schweitzer, idolized by liberals, was awarded the Nobel Prize. During his acceptance speech, he said, quote, the Negro is our brother, but he is our little brother, and with children, nothing can be done without the use of authority. The combination of friendliness with authority is the great secret of successful intercourse with the Negro. End quote. Following that statement, Dr. Schweitzer fell from liberal grace, as did Solzhenitsyn when he called Bolsheviks animals. Such is life. Quote, no Western-trained Negro doctor ever volunteered to help Dr. Schweitzer, and his experience so convinced him of the lack of mental standards and character in the pure Negro that he never felt it worthwhile training Negroes for higher responsibilities in his African hospital. That's a quote from H.B. Isherwood from On the Edge of the Primeval Forest, a book. Quote, it will be seen that when we classify mankind by color, the only one of the primary races which has not made a creative contribution to any one of our civilizations is the black race. That's a quote from Dr. Arnold Toynbee in his The Study of History. Quote, a solution to these problems must be found, but it will never be obtained from falsification of the facts of hereditary and racial history. End quote. Robert Gehr, the editor of Mankind Quarterly. Quote, races of men are differentiated in the same way as well-marked species of animals. End quote. Sir Arthur Keith. Quote, the average Negro pupil with an IQ of 80.7 cannot go beyond a national standard 7th grade curriculum. For half the Negro group, the 5th grade is maximum. Only 1% with the IQ of 110 and over of the Negroes are intellectually equipped to do acceptable college work. 30% of whites are so equipped. End quote. Dr. Henry E. Garrett, the head of the Department of Psychology, Columbia University. Quote, the differences in thickness of the supragranular layers of the cortex of white and Negro brains is the difference between civilization and savagery. End quote. Dr. Wesley Critz George, the head of the Department of Anatomy, the University of North Carolina. Quote, the supragranular layers in the dog are half the thickness of those in the ape, and the ape's only 3/4 the thickness of white man. The Negroes are 14% thinner than white man. End quote. Carlton Putnam, LLD, Princeton, in his book Race and Reality. Quote, Negroes are more intelligent in direct proportion to the amount of white genes they carry. Evidence suggests that the average IQ of Negro populations increases by one IQ point for each 1% of Caucasian genes. End quote. That's from Dr. William Shockley, Nobel Prize laureate, Stanford University. Dr. Kurt Stern, the professor of genetics from the University of California, reports that the average American Negro gets 3/4 of his genes from his African heritage and 1/4 from white genes. White genes raise Negro IQ conversely. Black genes dumb down intellectually superior races. Quote, almost white is an oxymoron because there is no almost white race. Either you're white or you are not white. Quote, as a social anthropologist, I naturally accept and even stress the fact that there are major differences, both mental and psychological, which separate the different races of mankind. Indeed, I would be inclined to suggest that however great may be the physical differences between such races as the European and the Negro, the mental and psychological differences are greater still. That's that quote again from Dr. L.S.B. Leakey, in his Progress and Evolution of Man in Africa. Quote, I was moved by the message of humanity embedded in its walls. The Olduvai Gorge offers a lesson that no matter how different human beings are on the surface, ultimately we come from the same place. We share a common ancestral home. And in the end, no matter our sex, the tone of our skin, or the God we believe in, no matter the wide oceans or expanses of land that separate us, we are all part of the same human family. End quote. Hillary Rodham Clinton, published in the Washington Times, April 3rd, 1997. Good old Hillary Clinton. Quote, it is not in our stars, dear Brutus, that we are underlings, but in ourselves. William Shakespeare and Julius Caesar. Shakespeare, a.k.a. Sir Francis Bacon. Quote, white South Africans are fleeing the country in increasing numbers, mainly because of violent crime, the government said this week. A recent crime survey by a South African banking group revealed that on a typical day, 52 persons are slain, 470 seriously injured in assaults, more than 100 women are raped, 270 automobiles are hijacked, and 590 homes are burgled. That's from the Washington Times, October 17, 1996, Johannesburg Wire Services. Quote, I can conceive of no greater calamity than the assimilation of the Negro into our social and political life as our equal. End quote. Guess who, folks? Abraham Lincoln. Let me read that again, Mr. Emancipation Proclamation. I can conceive of no greater calamity than the assimilation of the Negro into our social and political life as our equal. Honest Abe. Quote, there is nothing more terrible than a barbaric slave class who have learned to regard their existence as an injustice and now prepare to revenge not only themselves but all future generations. In the face of such threatening storms, who dares to appeal with any confidence to our pale, exhausted religions? End quote. Friedrich Nietzsche, The Birth of Tragedy. Amerinds alone populated the Americas until Spanish and conquistadors and Portuguese explorers introduced Negro slaves who mixed their African genes with the Indians. In 1619, about 20 Negro slaves arrived with British colonists and indentured servants at Jamestown, Virginia. At inception, every one of the 13 American colonies recognized slavery. For consensus purposes, Negroes were counted as 3/5 of a man. Amerinds were not counted. Jefferson, who owned over 200 slaves, stated in the Declaration of Independence that, quote, all men are created equal. What he meant, obviously, was equal before the law. Neither Negroes nor democracy are mentioned in the Constitution. With the coming of the Industrial Revolution, British textile mills afforded a growing market for American cotton farmers. To meet increasing demand, more field hands were required. Nordics refused the jobs. They weren't physically or mentally adapted to laboring under a hot southern sun. Negroes were. With that, we're going to our break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it, today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry. We're at the top of the second hour here. I am still your host, Chris Switzer, reading from James W. von Brunn's Kill the Best Gentiles. And they were easily obtainable. African tribal chiefs were the procurers. Their tactics were to burn down neighboring villages, then round up the stampeding Negroes, as rancheros round up spooked cattle. The captives, men, woman, and child, were then chained together and sold to Arab, Jew, and white slave merchants. The principal unit of exchange for Negroes being shipped to America was cheap rum. Tribal chiefs became so addicted to the ruddy cup, they would routinely sell members of their own family and tribe for it. The greatest number of sailing vessels, 15, used to transport slaves were owned by Jewish people. Jews. Slavery, of course, has appeared in almost all human societies since the beginning of history. Negro Africa is no exception. Today, in fact, Negroes conduct a brisk slave trade in the Sudan, Somalia, etc. Quote, slavery was an important function of African social and economic life, end quote. John Hope Franklin, A Negro, his book, From Slavery to Freedom. In the United States, Southern plantation owners paid hard cash for Negroes. As valuable chattel, slaves were cared for by their owners from birth to death. In the vast majority of cases, slaves were treated humanely, often affectionately, albeit Negroes brought their savage genes with them from Africa. Therefore, sanitation, discipline, and order had to be instilled and maintained. In that sense, Negro lives were regimented. Plantation schools and Bible studies were available to them. They had to be taught how to work, how to use tools, how to garden, how to perform chores. Even so, living conditions were much better on the plantation than in Black Africa, and individual lifespan was also longer. By the time of the Civil War, slavery was becoming an economic liability, and challenged by machinery, was dying of obsolescence. The war, ostensibly fought to, quote, free the slaves, actually was fought to expand Rothschild's banking empire. Wow. Who would have thunk it? Now free, the Negro, 200,000 years behind on the evolutionary scale, suddenly found himself adrift in the 19th century white world. All intelligent, conscientious men, white and black, knew and know that the Negro must be sent back to Africa, his homeland, and colonized there with financial support of the United States government. Four major forces circumvented colonization. Number one, Lincoln's murder. Number two, the nation was encumbered with war debt. Number three, Negroes were a source of cheap labor and no longer had to be cared for from cradle to grave. Four, the Illuminati expected to use the Negro as a fifth column to destroy Western Christian culture. That's an important one. Quote, nothing is more certainly written in the book of fate than these people are to be free, nor is it less certain than the two races equally free cannot live under the same government. The sentence inscribed on the Jefferson Memorial, Washington, D.C., fraudulently stops at the semicolon. Thomas Jefferson. With that, folks, we'll have to pick up the rest next week. God bless you all. Normal. Do not take the Deepak shot and educate your president. God bless permission. You.
Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!